This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Jeff Sandhu.
We are highlighting some of our favourite topics and shows of 2019. Today's topic is policies and regulations. If you're only just tuning in, we spoke about, has a smoking ban had a positive business impact? We've spoken about what defines an intern and whether or not that definition should include people who get paid. We then spoke about Malaysian motorcycle manners, all because Gojek got the green light here in Malaysia. And then, of course, a little bit later on in the year, me and Jeff had a serious conversation with a bunch of people who were tax consultants.
Yeah, very serious people. Farah Rosli and also Wong Chow Young from EY, or Ernst & Young's. They were the tax consultants from EY. And we spoke about basically what happened in the Budget 2020, which happened on Friday. We did the show on Monday because we needed time to sort of go through some of the announcements that was made. And really, I guess, you know, real thanks to EY for also preparing a lot of the documents in terms of the talking points, simply because,
and simplifying it.
And simplifying, because, you know, I watched we all watched, you know, the budget on telly, and let's be honest, right? Most of it is we're a bit clueless into what does this actually mean.
Yeah.
So this is what it actually means. So, you know, on today's show, we're really just looking at, you know, more of the SME sector, because we know how much it contributes to the economy of Malaysia. And also, there's areas where it's digital, driving digital forward. So, you know, we will dive deeper into some of the areas that the government has announced that they will be expanding more on digital forefront. There's also workforce. And, you know, on the show, we've spoken a lot about how do we get the talent to be ready for the new industrial revolution, but also how do we get, you know, more women to be in the workforce, and also the undergraduate, the grads who can't seem to get a job. How do we encourage employers to get into that line? So there will be a lot of workforce related topics that we will discuss. And of course, you know, tax grants and funds, you know, these are the things that's always announced in every budget. So, you know, on today's show, we will have you know, Chow Young and Farah, who will discuss more in depth on, you know, the tax and grants and funds. So just one of some of the things that was announced, if you may have missed up, because it was
a lot. Yeah, and these guys are here to help us unpack a whole bunch of stuff. Like we said outside of the studio, it's nice to have people in the studio who know an awful lot more about this.
The budget has been, I would say, it's quite positive, and for a number of reasons. Okay, number one, it's mildly expansionary, which means that it will be able to support economic growth, especially in light of headwinds from global growth, trade wars and all that. I think, secondly, if you look at one of the main messages that came out of the budget speech, the finance minister made very distinct reference to, you know, making Malaysia the preferred destination for investments. I think that's key. And this kind of linked into the Shared Prosperity Vision 2030 as well, which was announced by the Prime Minister on the 5th of October. So in that particular document, you know, it was a charting of a 10-year plan. And, you know, the idea really at the core of it is that we need to increase, you know, attract more investments, increase the economic pie. And with that increase in when we enlarge the economic pie, then we can share it. And, you know, then it aids prosperity for everyone, right? And an interesting point about the Shared Prosperity Vision document is that it made quite a bit of reference to the role of the SMEs. So if you look at the SME contribution today to GDP, it's about 38-40%. If you look at the document, the SPV document, the Shared Prosperity, sorry, it's a bit of a tongue twister.
Yeah.
Shared Prosperity Vision document, I think they're targeting the SMEs to contribute up to 50% of GDP. Now, that's a big jump, right, from, you know, 38-40% to 50% in 10 years. So if we take a step back and look back at the current budget, I think some of the policies, you know, you find a lot of references to SMEs. There are grants, there are incentives, and all of them are catered towards that, you know, nascent steps, if you like.
This year's budget, there are no new taxes. Last year, we had the introduction of sugar tax and the digital tax, which will be in effect from 1st January 2020. And also, there's confirmation and that there will not be any GST.
That was a big topic of discussion, of course, running up to this budget, right?
So there were a lot of discussions, you're right, Rich, prior to the announcement of budget. And certain quarters were saying yes, certain quarters were saying no. So I think the announcement to say there's no GST is actually, in a way, good because it gives some certainty in terms of where we are moving forward. But we'll never know what will happen in the future because there's still the pressure of continuing to collect taxes. As I've mentioned, 45% of the revenue will come from direct taxes.
So not quite a collective sigh of relief just yet, just like a bit of a pause.
Mm. I guess it's still like, you know, because it's about a year, I guess, right? Yeah, Charlie, you wanted to add on?
Sorry, maybe just, a difference between, you know, the direction of the last budget and this one. I think last budget, you know, Pakatan came in, and then I think the focus was really about fiscal, responsibility, fiscal consolidation. You know, I think that was a message, and institutional reform and things like that. Now, this budget is all about growth. It's about where do we want to be in 10 years and how do we get there? And I think that that message comes across quite clearly.
You're right.
In this budget.
Yeah, and Chang, you also mentioned that, you know, in order to support the growth of SME, there'll be two new funds that SME Bank will introduce where the government will provide annual interest subsidy.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, so one of the initiatives is that the funds will allow the certain SMEs to get a subsidized rate of interest. And the first of these funds is a $200 million fund for women entrepreneurs, offering loans to up to $1 million ringgit per SME. So that's quite attractive. And the second part of it will be a $300 million fund to support Bumiputra SMEs in particular. And priority, obviously, will be given to producers of halal products and manufacturers with high local content. Maybe if I just move on a slightly different angle here as well. You know, some of the incentives sort of announced in various parts of the budget may not necessarily be targeted as SMEs, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the SMEs won't be enjoying those, for example. You know, there's this tax incentive to further promote high value-added activities in the electrical and electronics industry. You know, you get tax exemption up to 10 years for E&E companies, investing in selected knowledge-based services. So SMEs could avail themselves of that as well, right?
And yeah, you know, great thanks again to EY for helping us out with Budget 2020. I personally feel like this budget has probably a little bit more of the direct impact, in the sense of there were a lot of things that we felt like, oh, that's new. Like, you know, for example, digital enhancement centers. So they're going to build more digital enhancement centers around Malaysia so that, you know, you can understand what it means to be a socially responsible individual online. And also 20 million ringgit into e-games.
Yeah.
That's
money
a
in
deal.
E-wallets as well.
Money e-wallets, in e-wallets. Yeah. 30 ringgit into e-wallets. And starting soon, right? Yeah. It's starting January. So, I guess, you know, time will tell. Government can only do so much. The onus is now on us as citizens, and also on the businesses and organizations to sort of take advantage of this and then push it beyond. Don't just wait for government incentives to do things. You can now do this because we give out so much of these things. Now take it and, I guess, fly away with it.
Did we speak about flying cars already?
Did you have to get that in there?
We're supposed to be a serious show, remember?
Prove me wrong.
This is the Best of Biz Bytes 2019. This was episode 2. We, of course, have been speaking all about policies and regulations. We've had the smoking ban, interns, motorcycle manners with Gojek, and, of course, wrapping up with the Budget 2020, which me and Jeff were joined in the studio by Ernst & Young. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, with more topics of discussion. Join us tomorrow for episode 3. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Jeff Sandhu.
Arvind Braj.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.